JMG, we are on the fly at the Home Builders Patio, otherwise known as Home Builders Haven. And yep, it's a beautiful, actually beautiful day out here because we have a breeze and we're under a patio cover. So that's kind of nice for us. Charlie Becker is all things home builders for EAA here. He's the I never know what you know, you're so many things. You manage, you're the manager of Home Build.
Yes.
The division in EAA.
Yeah, we're not a division, we're part of EAA, but we kind of operate very similar to our divisions.
Yeah. And so, and also membership, which is a whole
No,
nother.
not membership,
Or
chapters,
chapters,
Young
yeah, which is.
Eagles,
Okay.
ultralights, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Member programs.
Member programs, perfect. You invited a gal over to talk with us today. Give us a little bit of a backstory on Rachel St. Louis here.
Sure. So, at back in 2014, we did a 1 week wonder, a Zenith, in fact, just a kit from that Sebastian produces. So we built that in 7 days. And as we were saying earlier on the 1 week wonder from last year, we invite people to pull rivets on the aircraft. And after the show was all over, I don't know, 6 months, a year after, I found out about Rachel. She was one of the persons who pulled a rivet on the aircraft, and she was telling me that she was inspired enough to want to then build an aircraft. And I don't know, how old were you then, Rachel?
Well, when I first decided I wanted to build it, I was 13, going on 14.
When did you pull the rivet?
I think I was 12 or 13, yeah, in 2014.
So anyway, that's how I got to know her. And so I said, hey, whenever you finish that aircraft, let me know, and we will find a great parking spot for it. So she is here, a proud owner, flew in her own aircraft that she built, and it's parked right in front of the Brown Arch.
That is cool. And what kind of aircraft is it?
It's a Bushcat by Skyreach. So it's originally manufactured in South Africa.
Okay. Describe the airplane to the listeners so they can understand what it might be.
So it's a little bit different. It's not a metal aircraft, but it's also fabric. So it's Tri-Lam. It's made out of Tri-Lam, which is racing yacht sail originally. It has rip stitching, so you know if you get a hole in it, it won't tear right through or anything like that. But yeah, it's a little different. It's more of a bush plane. Takes off in 300 feet, lands in 300 feet. You can put big bush tires on it if you want to. Yeah, so it's a fun low and slow type of aircraft.
Where do you live?
I'm originally from Maine, but I live in Daytona Beach going to Embry-Riddle.
Oh,
I'm a
you're
senior.
Embry-Riddle.
Yep.
Do you have your airplane at the school?
No, we actually, it was up here in Illinois, and we flew it to Oshkosh for, the first showing of it, and we'll fly it from here all the way down to Daytona Beach at the end of the show.
You're well. Oh, who's we?
My boyfriend and I.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's a pilot as well, so we'll fly it together.
Gee, how does that happen?
I know it.
That does tend to happen. Anyway, that is cool, and the backstory is cool too. So, you came here when you were about 12, and 1 week wonder. That was the first year we had it, Charlie, right?
Yep.
And you thought that was cool, and then you left here and went home. How did the inspiration turn into an airplane now? About what, 10 years later? 14, 20, yeah, almost 10 years.
Yeah, about it took me about 6.5 years to fully complete it from when I got the first shipment. But yeah, after the 1 week wonder, basically we went home, my family and I, and I just kept talking about it. And I was like, there's an airplane with my name on it flying. Like it was just, how cool is that to me? And my dad, he was a private pilot. We had a Cessna 172, one of the original ones. And it was just when I was going up with him, it was like, I love flying. I want to fly, obviously. And if I'm going to fly, why not build it? Why not build it myself and actually know every moving part to it? So when I'm flying, it's, I know what's going on in the aircraft, why I'm flying. And that was just really, that meant a lot to me.
That's
So,
pretty amazing
yeah.
for a gal who was your age when you had these feelings to come up with that, because there's a lot of adult pilots that don't think that way and should. I mean,
Yeah. I mean, but the other part of the story, which I want to make sure Rachel mentions, is okay, great, you want to build an aircraft. Does mom and dad just order you a kit and you go to town, or how does that all shake
No,
out?
they definitely didn't do that. They were 100% supportive of me, and they have been this entire time. But at that age, they decided that, I'm going to get older. I need to learn some life lessons. And we didn't have that kind of money. So they said, you know, if you're going to buy a build an aircraft, you have to buy it yourself. Figure out a way how to pay for it yourself. They'll support me, but, you know, pay for it on my own. So I had a business originally when I was 8 called Rachel's Jewelry. It started so I could
When you were 8?
Yep, I started it when I was 8 so I could buy myself a Disney ticket.
Okay, I'm starting to understand the theme here.
And then during that time, I already had the business, so I decided come to Oshkosh, work here with my business, sell jewelry, and build the profit so I can buy the airplane section by section, little by little. That's why it took me so long.
Wow, yeah, but how cool is that? Okay, so the Bushcat.
Yep, Bushcat.
It's a kit from South Africa, mm-hmm. Is that right? And where did you find it? Did you back here at Oshkosh, did you find it? Like just walking through home builders?
Yeah, so after I did the Zenith, you know, the 1 week wonder, I was walking around with my dad the next year, following year, looking at aircraft to build, and I stumbled across a zebra airplane on floats, and I had never seen anything like that. And so that's immediately caught my attention. And being a young female, they welcomed me in right away. They took me seriously. They wanted me to build their aircraft. They were supportive of me and very welcoming. And so I just directly went right for them. And I thought it'd be an awesome first plane in case I ever wanted to build more.
And do you have an amphib version or is yours
on wheels? I don't
have
an, okay. It's on wheels, not an amphib.
Is it a tail wheel or a nose?
Nose, yep.
Nose, okay. And capability-wise, what kind of horsepower does it have?
It has a Rotex 912 in it, so 100 horsepower.
Plenty.
Yeah.
So you and your boyfriend can fly it anywhere.
Yeah,
really?
Basically. We can puddle jump, as you call it, except little grass strips.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be a cool adventure, you and him going home. It's some of the best flying there is. You know, I have a P11 Cub, and I love doing that. Just flying across the country, low level, and finding grass strips to land and camp, and it's just awesome. So you're going to have a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're one of two inspirational young ladies that I have talked to this week, and we should introduce you to a gal named Aubrey Clark up in Vintage who brought a J3 Cub up here from North Carolina. And she's your age, and her story is similar. So the two of you would probably really hit it off, although she hasn't built her own airplane. But maybe you would be an inspiration to her to build her own airplane.
Yeah.
It's these kind of things that happen here, Charlie. You
a lot
know?
Of connections are made at Oshkosh.
That's right. So if you wanted to share any kind of a message about this experience that you've had to our listeners and maybe to a young woman who might be listening, what would you say?
Well, I would really say keep going because it may have taken me 6 years, and through those 6 years, I was doing a lot of growing up. I went from 14 to 21, and so I did a lot of growing up, and it was hard, of course, because I wanted to be with my friends and all that, and then I moved away from home to college, 26 hours away, and so it would really be, like, keep pushing, and I didn't think I was anything special. I didn't think I would be able to do it, but yet here it is at Oshkosh.
And it's very special.
And, yeah, and I was able to do it. Even though I thought I couldn't, I was still able to do it. So really, anybody can do it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And that would be the message.
Absolutely. And she got her Perseverance Award.
Yes, I did get that.
Did you get your private in that straight tail 172 that you guys own?
No, my dad actually, we sold that not too long ago. I first soloed in a Cessna 150 in Maine, and then I moved to Florida, and I soloed again because I didn't get to finish my private up there in my own aircraft. I decided to wait for my own airplane to actually be able to solo in it. So
you soloed in it at home where you live, not at school?
Not at school, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So that's cool. So you soloed in that, and then what did you do your private in?
I'm actually still working on my private right now. Yeah, I wanted to solo in my own aircraft once it was finished.
So your boyfriend's a rated pilot.
Yeah,
that's how he
Okay. We're flying it together. He's the pilot, technically.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, gotcha. Well, but you're both going to fly, so that's cool.
Somebody's got to tie down the airplane. She makes him do it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you're an inspiration. You are truly an inspiration.
Yeah, so one of the cool, I mean, I haven't been in the trailer in a while with all the jewelry, but I've seen it at a lot of different aviation events, and I believe she's making mom and dad cover the trailer most of this week. But one of the things that she made was an actual necklace with a rivet a pole rivet was one of her earlier designs, I remember, right?
Yep. I had a pole rivet necklace and earrings.
Did you sell a lot of those?
Oh, yeah. We sold quite a few of those. Some people didn't know what it was, and the people that knew what it was like, wow, I didn't know. That's so neat.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Charlie, we have another minute or so. What would you like to ask her?
Well, I was just going to make sure you mention where your booth's located this year. Your mom and dad are covering for you because I know you're hanging out with your aircraft a lot.
Yeah.
So they could, if they want to find you, you're going to be over by the Brown Arch a lot, right?
Yep. I'll be by my aircraft a lot answering any questions for anybody. And then the Rachel's Jewelry trailer is, in the Fly Mart. It's kind of right across from the Red Barn. You can see the Red Barn when you stand there. In the Fly Mart, and my parents are awesome, of course, my mom covering that for me while I'm doing my aircraft. It's amazing. I have a great support system.
And your aircraft, how do people find it if they want to come see it and talk to you?
If they want to come see it, go to the Brown Arch and look right to the right. It's the pink one. You can't miss it, right next to the arch.
Pink with a lot of small aircraft on it.
Yes, a lot of small airplanes on it.
A lot of small decals of aircraft.
You designed the paint job, I assume.
Yeah, the paint job and everything. And then the small aircraft are actually people who helped me along the way. There's names on all those aircraft that have names of people who donated and helped me.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us on
EA
Radio. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
And
good luck
it.
To you in your future.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure we will somewhere talk to you again.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think so. Charlie, we're going to take another break, and then we're going to talk more stuff, home built, when we come back. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at the Home Built Pavilion, and you're listening to EA Radio.